Bill Jarre's back from County National Bank. Bill was on assignment last week.
Yes, I was. Yes,
what
I
golf
was.
Course were you assigned to?
Treetops.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Went up and played in the Pepsi Challenge for the first time, which they had 110 teams. It's a charity event. All the proceeds go to charity. But it's our first year. God, there were at least five or six teams from Jackson up there.
Really?
By far the biggest representation of any city. And, you know, the starter asked us where we were from, and we said Jackson. He goes, oh, well, I don't know much about that. I said, well, the reason you're standing here is a guy from Jackson. So I had to educate him a little bit on the Melling family and what a tremendous facility they have up there. And we take a few customers up there and try to compete. And so I think we won some money, but didn't do very well outside of that. But I guess that's what matters. So, but yeah, it was a great event. Anyone ever thinking about doing it, I would highly recommend it. And somewhat weather dependent. And from everybody we've talked to, that is a veteran of that event. We lucked out. It was the best weather they've ever had up there. So, yeah, it was nice to get away.
And, get a little cool in October.
I've been to Treetops in October, and we discontinued going in October and moved it up to September. And September up north, your chances are much better. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you can definitely be snowed on up there come October. So, yeah.
So what's happening, Billy?
Oh, not a lot. We're wrapping up summer, and summer, this is traditionally the time of year when we get busier and busier. I would say June, July, August, somewhat September would be our slow months. And when the weather turns, people start looking at their finances a little more, and kids are in school, vacations are over with. You know, we start getting a lot more loan requests. I would say our busy time is from November through April. And so, yeah, we're getting a lot of new loan requests in, getting a lot of seems to be new businesses. I'm attending a grand opening of a new location for an old business in town here today. This is the Jackson Area Association of Realtors. Their new location, they've been at, I'm going to say over a year, they moved out to Ann Arbor Road. And they have a new facility. They're going to have their grand opening today. And so that'll be nice to see. We played a part in that. And actually, the association's was probably the first Jackson customer County National Bank had.
Really?
Back in 97.
They were downtown for years.
They were downtown for years. And when I first started with County National in 97, got a call from Randy Dowding. Some of the realtors listening to the show would remember Randy. He was the president of JAR, and we did the mortgage on the building downtown back then. And they've always stayed customers. And so great organization, very well run, gives the realtors a lot of good resources and education opportunities. And they are big supporters of RPAC, the Real Estate Political Action Committee, which tries to influence legislation pertaining to their industry. And I used to be on the board as an affiliate member, and the bank is, you know, involved to a good degree out there. And I have not been out there to see the new digs yet. And so I'm looking forward to seeing their new facility. So congratulations to them. And that'll lead me into, you know, some of the market statistics with the real estate. They also do an excellent job in keeping the stats for the county, Jackson County, what's going on with our housing market, the activity. And, you know, through August, I have new listings are up, actually, over 2020, slightly up 4.8% over 2020. Pending sales are down, however, down almost 9%, along with days on market. Days on market, unbelievable. 24 days is the average time a house is on the market in Jackson County right now. And the other one that's kind of an eye-opener to me is the average sales price in Jackson County is now $186,920. And so that's the average. I would say when I started in banking, that number was under $100,000, well under $100,000. We used to be known as the most affordable community in America. I believe Money Magazine in the early 90s named us that. And I think we've lost that distinction. But housing market's unbelievable. If you do have your house on the market, 24 days is the average, so you better have somewhere to go. And the other thing that this tells us is that it is definitely a seller's market, and as a buyer, you better be prepared. Have all your ducks in a row. I recently made an offer on a house in backup position because it was four weeks into the offer and they hadn't closed yet. Seller was going to yank it off the market because they knew they'd get an offer that same day. And, time to close is also a factor. And so if you're pre-approved by your bank, you have a solid letter of pre-approval that someone can call that lender and verify, and it's hopefully a recognizable local bank, that carries a lot of weight. People want to know you can perform and don't want to waste their time on going through buyers that ultimately can't close. And so
you almost have to, don't you? Really?
Yes. And the realtors, it's standard now. It used to be it was up to the individual realtor whether they'd get a pre-approval letter or not, but most realtors are submitting them with the offer. And if you don't, then you're going to get asked for it. You're going to burn a couple of more days, a couple more phone calls. And it gets tiresome. So, yeah, have your ducks in a row. Have a firm pre-approval letter. Again, when I was on the board back a few years ago, I'm going to say in the mid-90s, that was when first time a lot of the subprime out-of-town lenders were coming in, and there was a big push. The slogan was keep it in the neighborhood. The real estate community in town knows that the local banks, credit unions, are much more efficient than someone that you would look up on the internet, and especially for a purchase. Probably less so in a refi. But again, being the local community bank, you're helping the entire community when you come to County National Bank. All of our profits stay here. Our dividends, we employ more and more people, hiring more and more people, and continue to grow. And so we support Jackson, and we look to the citizens to support us, and they have. And so if you want to get pre-approved, we have probably the best group of mortgage lenders of any bank in town. Brenda Carpenter started in banking, she said, in the mid-70s yesterday. I don't want to age her, but she is very well experienced, very well known, and has done thousands of mortgages in Jackson. And so if you're a former customer of Brenda's, looking for her, she's been with us for a while. Suzanne Decker, again, another veteran of Jackson banking, used to work for a local bank here in town. We hired her a number of years ago, along with Jennifer Stoner and Tim Pryor. And between those four, if you're curious about what you qualify for or what your possibilities are after you sell your house, if you choose to sell your house or refinance or build, we have the personnel to help you through any of those items. And again, I still think there's value in dealing with the same person throughout the process. A lot of online companies, you're never going to talk to the same person twice, and you're just really sent into a phone queue to someone who may not even know where Jackson, Michigan is. And so we have a huge advantage.
I was going to ask you, what is the biggest drawback about going online?
Sitting at the closing table and not having the money come. Or the realtor, Ron Ellison, I can have him on, and it would be a good topic. You're closing at 9 o'clock, and your lender's in California, and the title company has no money, you don't close. And so, whereas he could walk two doors down and get a cashier's check from us and grab somebody around the neck and say, where's our money? We got to close. It's just you have a much more leverage over a community bank because I don't want to run into you at a baseball game or at the mall or on the golf course and have you speak bad of me or the bank or anyone else. And so there's a degree of accountability that we have that our competition doesn't. This may be the only deal they ever do in Jackson County, whereas Jackson County is our lifeblood. This is where we make it or break it. And so I think we learned when you said, radio veteran. I think you remember probably the Norwest mortgage days. And,
sure.
I started on the radio back with Norwest Mortgage shortly before they bought Wells Fargo. And, the difference contrasting a large organization like that, multi-billion-dollar, multi-market, you really are just a number, and you really are just a clog in the machine, whereas you're a faceless, nameless person that's just a statistic to them, whereas County National, we're your friends, we're your neighbors, we live and die with you, and that's a huge, huge difference. And so, I would encourage anyone, if they are getting a mortgage, find somebody that you can sit down with. Certainly, we have some fine mortgage companies in town here, and we're not the only game, but I would say we have more tools in our toolbox to help you. And also, after you close, we will continue to service your mortgage. If you ever have a question, if you want to do something as simple as change homeowners insurance, that's something that can be a nightmare at a bigger institution, whereas you can pick up the phone, call your loan officer you closed with, and it's a simple deal. But, the housing market is highly competitive. Rates are still good. I get asked what rates are quite a bit. They haven't changed much in the past 3 or 4 years. 15-year rate is still hovering under 3%, 2 7/8. And the 30 years at 3.5, still very attractive. I got my first mortgage was 8.875, and the bank had bought 2 points for me, and I was thrilled to be under 9% on my first home mortgage. And looking at these rates, I never thought they would get that low. We have been in a zero rate pretty much environment for the last decade or 15 years or so. And that's really going to hamper our earnings and put a squeeze on a lot of banks nationwide. A lot of people thought the PPP years were going to be difficult, but the difficult years, from what I'm reading and hearing on the community bank front and bank-wide, nationwide, is the real challenge are going to be the next 2 or 3 years with labor shortage, inflation, lack of goods. Someone commented to me the other day they're not seeing some of the products that are normally on our local grocery shelves. And so it's a big, big problem. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens when you can't find labor or materials. What happens to an economy in that instance? And so it'll be very interesting. But the good thing is, one of the reasons why County National Bank provides so much value is for uncertain times. You do have a local institution that you can rely on, that's been proven you can rely on. They released the PPP loans publicly, over $150,000. And in Jackson County, the PPP program lent out just over $237 million. Of that $237 million, $84 million of it was County National Bank. We did almost half of the PPP loans in the county versus our competition. And so we're very, very proud of that. The loans under 150, we would also dominate our competition on that. And so the proof's in the pudding. We've lived through the recession. We've lived through COVID-19. We're going to make it through what's coming. And, that's the pride we take in being a community bank and being local, is that familiarity with the community and, vice versa. I think our people are pretty well known in the community, and someone should know at least one person in the bank. And I think that provides a lot of value and a lot of comfort for Jackson and the other areas we serve.
Do you have a question for Bill?
If you have a question, you can always call me. You can call the station. I think back in the old days, it used to be a call-in show. That phone used to light up like crazy. But no, you can call me anytime.
Don't call me. Call Bill.
768-0056.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.